Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is primarily the epistle for today from Ephesians chapter 3. In Jesus' name, my dear Christian friends, if a person from another planet, assuming there are people out there, who knows, but let's say there is, a person from another planet would come to Earth and all they would see were TV commercials, what would they think mattered to the people here on Earth? I'll give you just a short list. Cars, car insurance, various communication devices, and various medications, and on and on. But what would they conclude that mattered to people who live on Earth? We know there's more to life than these external things, but sometimes we may wonder, it may seem as though life revolves completely around external things. In the Old Testament, God was especially upset with people, and particularly leaders, who trusted in chariots and horses instead of Him, and who fabricated idols such as the golden calf and worshiped them instead of Him. What would God be upset about today? What matters to us today? While this world and society may focus on external things, what really matters is what's going on the inside, within a person, what's going on in the heart. And that's what this message is basically about. In the gospel today, we have a picture of what life is like. Jesus instructs his disciples to go ahead of him across the Sea of Galilee to Bethsaida because he wants to spend some time privately in prayer. While doing so, he realizes that they are really struggling with their rowing across the sea. He goes out to them, walking on the water. They see him and are terrified, thinking they see a ghost. He says to them, to reassure them, "It is I. Don't be afraid. Take courage." He gets in the boat. The winds cease. The text says they were amazed, for they didn't understand about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. What does this mean? What is this about? Well, to back up, Jesus has just fed 5,000 people. And the disciples were very impressed with this miraculous event, as we would be. They were very impressed with the external miracle of the food. But their faith in Jesus did not reach into their hearts. They were excited about the bread, and I suppose the fish, but they were excited about the externals of the miracle, but not so much about Jesus. Their hearts were hardened. They didn't let Jesus in. That is so much like life today. We are sent out on a journey of life, on the sea of life, if you will, and rowing in that life can get tough. Tough going as we confront storms. We confront illnesses. We face some business or financial concerns. We may have family or marital problems to deal with. And there is the guilt over our sins. And whether we are aware of it or not, Jesus sees that our rowing through life, if you will, has become difficult. And he comes to us in our hearts. And he says, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." And he walks with us. What is our response to him? Is it all a matter of externals, seeing Jesus as the miracle worker? If he doesn't do the miraculous thing that we can see, we have no time for him in our heart? Is that how it is? Are our hearts hardened? It causes us to ask what kind of faith we have. Do we have a bread faith? Do we have a faith that is, "Show me the miracle and I will believe"? Or is it a faith that is centered in a person deep in our hearts? The epistle today is a prayer that God would grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, rooted and grounded in love, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Do we know the breadth, length, height, and depth of Jesus' love? Do we know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge? Only if we know the depth of our sin, for which Jesus was willing to die, do we know the depth of his love. Only if we have come face to face with the reality of our sin, and that Jesus was willing to go to the cross for you and me, do we know the full dimension of Jesus' love. Let's go back to that question. What matters to us in our hearts? Our answer to that question may help us to face the reality of our sin, because the truth is that external things, the horses and chariots of our lives, our version of a golden calf, whatever that might be, is what may fill our hearts. And it is what fills our heart that is our God. Yes, what is going on in our hearts, that matters. That is true on a number of levels. It is true spiritually, as we'll see in a moment. It is true physically, what is going on inside in our hearts. Many of you remember Dr. Dale Meyer, former Lutheran Hour speaker and currently president of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. He spoke here, as you may recall, in 2007 for our 50th anniversary. He writes a daily Meyer Minute devotion. And in one of his devotions, he shared this. In 2011, Dr. Thomas Traeger of Yale Divinity School lectured on campus and shared the following true story. Dr. Traeger was a patient in the intensive care unit of the hospital. It was his first morning after major heart surgery, and as he slowly began to wake up, he heard banging. Bang, 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 bang. Regular and irritating. Bang, 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 bang. He thought it must be construction workers driving piles for some new hospital addition. "Dear God, I'm in the hospital. Please, stop that banging." The banging continued. It didn't stop. Dr. Traeger was just beginning to wake up. As he became more alert, he remembered that his surgeon had told him the new valve in his heart would make a regular pounding noise, but also promised that it would quiet down in time. "Dear God, cancel that last prayer." Forget what I said. Then Dr. Traeger shared the moral of his story. Bang, 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 bang. Each sound is another heartbeat of life from God. Your heart beats about 100,000 times a day. Multiply that by the days and years of your life. Dr. Traeger remarked that he's never gotten a bill from God for any of his heartbeats. Every heartbeat is a gift to you from your loving Creator. Every heartbeat is God's grace enabling you to give thanks to God and gratefully serve others. God is at work in our hearts. That's the truth. God is at work in our hearts. It's true physically, but the point of this message is it's true on another level. It's true spiritually. It is God's desire that Christ dwell in your hearts through faith. This is accomplished through the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit grants us to be strengthened through Christ's presence in our daily lives. As the disciples learned, so we have learned, that we are able to cast out fear because Jesus is near. We are able to cast out fear regarding the condemnation for our sins. For there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We are able to cast out fear of an uncertain life. Because even though we may go through the valley of the shadow of death, we know that it passes through the gate of eternal life. We are able to cast out the fear of the future because we know that Jesus has promised, "I am with you always." You may have noticed the sermon title this morning is "I Heart Jesus." That's a common way, of course, of expressing the term love. It's there because that's where our love and our faith are to be, in our heart. There are three songs, just briefly share with you, that have come to mind to me today. The first one is the hymn that we sang before the sermon, "Lord, Thee I Love with All My Heart." The second one is a song that the children often sing. I haven't heard it for a while. I'm not around very much, so I probably get some. Anyway, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. But one of the verses is, "I've got the love of Jesus." Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. And the other one is, it's in our hymnal, but unfortunately, it's only in the accompaniment supplemental part of the hymnal. So don't look it up. You can, but you won't find it. It's hymn 976. "In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus." You may have all the rest. Give me Jesus. Oh, when I come to die, oh, when I come to die, oh, when I come to die, give me Jesus. You may have all the rest. Give me Jesus. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We have our offering.